You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for the day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, chief trader at Kratos Capital. Greg, all eyes, I suppose, on the political sphere this evening, because there's rumours that there will be the cabinet announcement later on. We don't know if that's going to be the truth. And I'm not being disparaging about politicians or South African politics, but it seems unlikely it'll come out on time.
Yeah, a number of stories circling around. My guide on that side said, no, definitely tomorrow afternoon. I know you've got your sources in the news media saying perhaps a little bit closer. The Rand, which has got a mind of its own intuition, is trading at 1468. Ooh. Something is troubling that Rand. I've been saying quite a few times on the pod that 1465 is my technical level. I was looking at my charts this morning.
Yes.
I wouldn't like to see us spend too much time this side of 1465.
Okay, and the reason being cited for this, Greg, is not the strength of the US dollar or anything else. It's a chap by the name of David Mabuza, and apparently he has been sworn in as an MP, and apparently he has a checkered history. I'm going to be asking someone else about this later on a political podcast, but give us your take on Mr. Mabuza.
Yeah, look, just for the safety of my family and wife and so on, I think I'll avoid
Okay, we will avoid any talk about politics. No, you're quite right. The safety of your family is paramount, paramount over podcast. Let's talk about the JSE Securities Exchange, and probably the best way to do it is for you to give us the JSE indexes close, the ones that we track anyway. Let's start with that.
Let's go through them. Banks down 2.49%, we'll call it 2.5%. Financials down 2%. Industrials down 0.92%. Retailers down 1.5%. Gold index up 4.74. We'll speak about Sibanye, I'm sure. Platinum's up 4.4. Resources up 2.97. So that's all Rand story we spoke about. The actual all share. So but the resources pulled us right. We were only down 0.1%, only down 57 points on the all share, 54,432. But turnover 43.4 billion.
How many?
43.4 billion.
So obviously something going on there, the rebalancing. Can you tell us about the rebalancing, what's gone in, what's gone out?
Yeah, one of the frustrating things is as a smaller broker, these big brokers have all of this data to hand, and I managed to actually get a list of stocks that would be affected. But I mean, South Africa's rating was dropped slightly lower in the index. And when I first looked at them, fractions of a percent, how bad can it be? But that a lot of that volume went through in the auction. The stocks affected, NASPAS, HIPOP, all the property shares, Nedbank, Standard Bank, First Rand. You see all of those share prices under pressure. Sasol, MTN, Sanlam, Absa Group, Old Mutual, that's been under pressure anyway. Remgro's been under pressure the whole week. Vodacom, Growthpoint, Anglo Gold, Multi-Choice, that's a new one on the market, and Redefine, and Surprise. So the whole week, the last 10 days, those shares have been under pressure, but now it's all become clear that people who tracked the index were...
Greg, your line is really terrible this evening. I don't know if it's something to do with the rebalancing and MTN and Vodacom or whatever it is, but while I give these spot prices, you're going to have to move around or re-plug your phone in or something. So do that while I tell you that the dollar rand is now 14.69. The British pound against the rand is 18.62, and the euro rand is 16.42, with the euro dollar 111.75, barely changed. So this is an independent rand weakness story, which is interesting. The gold price is not interesting at all if you're a South African. $12.78, down $7 an ounce. Platinum down $11 to $7.99. And palladium up $13, which is good for South Africa, $13.37. Brent crude oil, bad for South Africa, back above $70 a barrel. $70.06 at the moment, which is 10 cents better. Let's have a look at the international markets now if we can. The Dow Jones I suppose this means nothing anymore. 56 points to the upside, or 0.2%. S&P 500, 0.2%. Higher as well, and the FTSE 100 in the beleaguered United Kingdom 7288, which is 10 points higher, or 0.14%. You were saying, Greg?
Yes, I mean, a lot of stocks have been under pressure the whole week and been a head scratcher. We've known this MSCI rebalance for about 2 weeks now.
No, you're what's happening with your WhatsApp these days? Have you not got broadband at Kratos Capital?
Yeah, perhaps we are. It's been a trial of a day, really. Most of the brokers quite stretched. Maybe they're all on the internet doing their research and using up all of our bandwidth.
That sounds much better right now. What were the featured stocks of the day?
Yeah, I mean, the most viewed then, and certainly I know we always circle back to Sibanye, but that had a massive swing. I mean, it started off the morning at around 11 Rand 10, 11 Rand 20, finished the day at 12 Rand 43. Mm. Obviously, the weaker Rand helping him, but also news coming through today that the Lonmin Sibanye marriage will be consummated. Yes. And it looks to go ahead really tonight. I'm sure it'll be a wonderful honeymoon for both parties. But in the meantime, the shareholders having a honeymoon. And good to see that share making a nice recovery.
Yes, at 16:45 it came out. Sibanye Gold Limited acquisition of Lonmin receives necessary shareholder approvals. Wonder if in 6 months' time or a year's time or 5 years' time they'll be saying, goodness me, why did we approve that deal? Sibanye, one of the top movers, 10.3% higher at 12.43. But don't forget, Greg, when you went to Mauritius, this thing was 15, 16 Rand a share, I think.
Yes. I mean, I think it was closer to 17. And then there was a massive book build, you know, placing of more shares at 15 Rand 50. And then subsequent to that, the palladium price not fell apart, but certainly changed trajectory slightly from where everybody was pricing. And just to continue on its massive run that it had over the last 12 months, that slowed and it lost a bit of its shine. That slowed Sibanye's path. But now it looks all set with the weaker rand, and management can now focus on sorting out that Lonmin situation.
Implats up 6%. You called that one this morning. Well done. Hammersand 4.7% higher. Goldfields up 4.4%. And AngloGold Ashanti with the weak rand, despite the weak gold price, 4.3% higher. On the downside, interesting one, because we spoke about this yesterday and we did suggest that perhaps the telecom move to the upside to 98 or whatever it was at one point would be short-lived, down nearly 6% today, Greg. It seems like a little bit of financial engineering to me.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where you watched and you saw the results, and I thought it had all been priced in and the share had a decent move. Then people were short squeezed, and there was a number being thrown around the market of about 22 million shares that were short on Telkom because it had been running so hard, and that sector is kind of out of favor. And so you had people being short squeezed, and that took it up to around about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, 98 Rand. But a consensus view seemed to be that was probably overshoot and giving up all of that today, down all the way back to 84.80. So basically a Rand 40 lower than it closed on Friday afternoon pre-results.
Roynet down 5.1%. Old Mutual, RMH and First Rand all down between 4.5% and 3.9%. And this is all to do with the weakness of the Rand and suddenly people getting a little bit scared about the future of financial services in South Africa, I think.
Yes, and also I think First Rand and certainly Old Mutual would have been on the list of stocks which the people rebalancing the MSCI would have been selling in the auction. I mean, going into the auction, the value of trade was 18 billion. We came out the other side at 43.4. So those kind of high market cap but good liquidity stocks seem to always be the one that take the brunt in these type of moves.
I've got a feeling, Greg, something's going on here. This might set the tone. This Tuesday close might set the tone for the rest of the week. I hope so, because it's, in a perverted way, it's quite exciting.
Yes. I mean, if you're neutral and you don't have any money on the table, but I would say you'd like to believe, I mean, brokers by nature are optimists, that perhaps the bottom has been put in, the selling that's been haunting us for the last 10, 15 days has all been done now in this massive volume tranche. That's the bottom. And let's hope tomorrow we're smiling this time of the day.
I think what you should do, Greg, is you and I, and I'll ghostwrite it with you, and lots of people will ghostread it probably because it's going to be such rubbish. I think we should write a book and we'll call it Brokers by Nature. What do you think?
Yes, certainly. I mean, you go around, you get sort of almost stereotypes of each type of broker, you know, the old school, the youngster that thinks he knows everything, the wise old owl who's very boring, but he always, plods away, makes his pennies here and there, but certainly an industry full of characters.
Greg Davies, thank you very much as always. That was Greg Davies, the chief trader at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow brought to you by Sharenet.co.za. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.